Violence shatters Mideast ceasefire.
A brutal end to the brief hope for peace.
Airlifting American Ebola patients.
This is very dramatic, and I know people are concerned.
New rules for poultry plants.
More bacterial testing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A three-day ceasefire in the Middle East has unraveled not long after it began. CBS's Robert Berger joins us live from Jerusalem.
Fierce fighting erupted in Gaza just 2 hours into the ceasefire. The Israeli army says it fears one of its soldiers was kidnapped after an ambush by Palestinian gunmen who emerged from a tunnel in southern Gaza. Israel responded with massive artillery fire, killing at least 35 Palestinians. If the kidnapping is verified, Hamas will have a powerful bargaining chip in negotiations for a ceasefire. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
At least one and perhaps both of the Americans with Ebola in West Africa will be brought to this country for treatment, a special center at Georgia's Emory University Hospital. Infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner says one of the victims, Nancy Reitbol, is already getting an experimental serum.
We don't really know how effective the serum will be in this instance of Ebola because it really hasn't been done very frequently before, if at all.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook is with us now. John, what about this move to treat them in the U.S.?
There's medical treatment that can be given in the United States that just simply cannot be given in Africa. For example, one of the complications of Ebola is developing problem with bleeding and coagulating your blood. And there are factors that can be given here, fresh frozen plasma, platelets, things like that.
What are the risks of bringing these folks here?
Well, I've been told by the CDC that it's a very safe, highly specialized and highly trained process. These people are put in protective pods and they're brought here in isolation. There's a strict protocol that's followed. And so I'm told that it is very safe.
Dr. John LaPook, thanks. The U.S. is now advising Americans not to travel to the three countries at the center of the outbreak, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, where more than 700 people have died. Also in Africa today, a court in Uganda has thrown out a law that toughened criminal penalties against homosexuals. A day after a major stock sell-off on Wall Street, the government says 209,000 jobs were created last month and the unemployment rate checked in at 6.2%. Economist Doug Handler.
The economy is still fundamentally sound and is on track really to continue some above-average growth for the second half of the year.
I'm Dan Revive. Not as closely watched as the unemployment rate, but also important are wages. Last week, the Department of Labor said consumer prices lately are rising more quickly than average earnings. Americans, even if employed, are not quite keeping up with inflation.
The economy is expanding. It's been expanding for a few years now, but people don't feel like they're getting ahead.
Gus Fauché, an economist, adds that people won't feel like spending much, and that's a key to healthy growth until employers pay a little more to get the best workers. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Now to Capitol Hill, where it's a House divided on a border bill. Republicans failed to come up with the votes on a $659 million measure to deal with the surge of Central American miners. CBS's Pam Coulter says that means more work today.
Even though some members had already changed into jeans and sped to the airport, Speaker John Boehner took the rare step of delaying the summer recess. Plans to pass a border funding measure were scuttled by a core group of conservatives, some of whom forced the government shutdown last fall. Texan Kay Granger, who crafted the border bill, said Republicans agree we should stay until we get a vote, but there's no guarantee the outcome will be any different.
Ex-House Republican leader Eric Cantor tells the Richmond Times-Dispatch he'll resign from Congress effective August 18th and will not finish out his term. The move will likely give the man who beat him in a Virginia GOP primary the chance to take office in November in a special election instead of in January. Surveys indicate for the first time in decades we're eating more chicken than beef. And for the first time in more than 50 years, American poultry inspections are getting an overhaul. We're live in Washington with CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Agriculture Department rule changes stress poultry safety over quality. There will be fewer federal inspectors, but the ones who remain will focus more on detecting harmful pathogens.
What the Obama administration is trying to do is recognize that bacterial testing is as important, if maybe not more important, than having inspectors' eyeballs on the chicken.
And that's good, foodborne illness lawyer Bill Marler says, but he and consumer groups worry too much responsibility for safety is being shifted to the industry, and that increased production lines speeds permitted in the rules will cause more worker injuries. Producers praise the changes, saying they'll be able to modernize. Steve?
Well, there's a court hearing in Wisconsin today for one of two 12-year-old girls charged with stabbing a classmate nearly to death as part of an online ritual. It's to get an assessment of her mental health that could determine whether she's sent back to juvenile court. The two are now charged as adults. From Los Angeles, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on that major water main fix.
It is taking much longer to repair the broken water main than originally expected. It's now hoped the repair can be completed either today or early tomorrow. Once that is done, workers can then start repairing the hole on Sunset Boulevard. It's hoped that will be done by Sunday. The section of Sunset Boulevard where the water main broke remains closed off.
In Yosemite National Park, crews have made major gains on a wildfire that forced dozens of residents out of their homes. The plan is for them to return later today. Overseas, CBS's Cammy McCormick in Kiev has new developments in the Flight 17 investigation.
Several dozen international investigators made it to the site today in a convoy of vehicles, and they got right down to work in an area now designated as a crime scene. These are officials from Australia and the Netherlands, traveling with European monitors who have worked for days to get them safe access. They've brought in extra equipment and also set up an operation at a nearby farm. There is still fighting nearby, and at least 10 Ukrainian soldiers were killed in an ambush overnight, just 12 miles from the crash scene.
In Taiwan, a hospital was overwhelmed with victims of several underground gas explosions in the city of Kaohsiung. At least 25 killed, 270 hurt. The second named storm of the hurricane season's taken shape in the Atlantic. Tropical storm Bertha could be a threat to Barbados and Dominica. A woman who got a police citation took out her own pen and paper in response. CBS's Bill Whitney has the story.
Tana Baumler of Bothell, Washington, admits she was wrong. She was driving her two grandchildren to Yellowstone National Park when Trooper Mike Nielsen pulled her over and gave her a ticket for doing 91 miles an hour when the speed limit was 75. When Baumler paid the fine, she included a note thanking Nielsen for being so courteous and for reassuring the kids. He gave them all Junior State Trooper stickers. Baumler says her granddaughter suggested hiring Nielsen at their family-owned restaurant. She said he has good customer service. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
In Ohio, it could be LeBron, the license plate. A state lawmaker's proposed a bill for a vanity plate that celebrates the return of LeBron James to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It would take note of his contributions to the economy and charity. And that's the World News Roundup. The broadcast produced this week by Jennifer Brown and Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.